tonight's the night, everybody. The Bears and the Packers start the season at Soldier Field. Jared Payton, sports anchor for WGN-TV, co-host of WGN Radio's The Beat, heard Saturdays from 4 to 7, joins us right now to give us a little preview. Jared, how are you?
What's going on, guys? How are you doing?
Nice to talk to you.
We miss you. You give the best hugs ever.
Oh, man, I miss you guys as well. It's been a crazy week for me. I'm just like, tonight is like the cap off of my crazy week. But just to be able to go through all this and leading up to this game, man, it's been one of those weeks for me that has been really, really monumental for my life. So
Let's talk about the statue. I'm sure you've been asked this 1,000 times. What are your thoughts on your dad's statue out in front of Soldier Field?
I love it. I mean, it looks just like him. I mean, we went through the process with the Bears and really having an opportunity to have some say into, you know, what we wanted our dad to look like. And I mean, it's perfect from the moment that I saw the clay sculpture when we went to Pennsylvania and I saw it, I just knew the face looks just like him. Everything about it looks just like him. And so for us, it's an honor to be able to have our dad right outside of Gate Zero. And I walk that way every single home game. So I walk through the Waldron lot and then I come up that way. So to be able to, for me today to go and see it, I'm going to have to either have a bodyguard with me to be able to get into the stadium, because I know already people are going to want to take pictures in front of it with me. And
right.
I also have to work. So it's pretty amazing.
You know, my question, Jared, is why it took so long to put a statue of your father out there. Did they wait to pair it with the 100th NFL season? That may be it.
No, it went back a long time, Wendy. When you think about, you know, I think it was 2009, I saw Fred Mitchell wrote a piece about it back in the day, and he posted it, and I started to read it, and it brought back a lot of memories. There was, you know, Soldier Field is dedicated to soldiers, and rightfully so, and we got approached by, you know, people saying there should be a statue, and it wasn't like we were demanding anything. It just kind of, when someone, you know, brings something across your table, we were like, yeah, it sounds good. And when, you know, the city at that time didn't think it was the right deal in the Park District, we said we totally understand. And there was a calling for it for years. And then next thing you know, it just kind of lined up perfectly with his 20th anniversary of his passing, the 100th year celebration of the NFL and the Bears. And I'm glad it happened now. So big thanks to the city of Chicago, the mayor's office, and the Park District, and the Bears for you know, getting it together. And it came out better than I could ever expect it.
Jared, you had mentioned that you and your family had some input. What exactly do they do? Do they show you various designs or poses? What do they show you preliminarily?
We went through thousands of photos that the Bears had, and we went at each one. They had photos, we had photos online that we liked, and we just started to go through all the poses and every single, you know, pose. And Chad Fisher, the guy who made the sculpture, the hours, over like I think 2,000 hours he spent on this statue, and he's a huge fan of my dad. So I mean, from everything, from going to feel his old jersey, game-worn jersey that he wore, to the pads that he had, the shoes, he wanted to get every single detail right, and he did. He knocked it out of the park, and we just all sat down, and when we all looked at it at the finished product, nobody had a dry eye in the room looking at him. Just, it looked like his eyes were about to blink, and we were waiting for him to kind of walk off of that platform.
All right, speaking of that, now I have it DVR'd. I'll be honest with you, I didn't get to watch Savoring Sweetness, The Life and Times of Walter Payton. It debuted last night, 7 p.m. on WGN. They're going to do encore presentations this Saturday at 10 p.m. and Sunday at noon on CLTV. What was it like talking to all these greats about your dad? Jim McMahon, Dan Hampton, Steve McMichael, Gary Fencek. Didn't it just give you butterflies in your stomach talking about your dad with them?
Yeah, it made me understand my dad a little bit more. I learned some new things about him, but this was a project that was made for the city of Chicago. Like, the NFL has done something. There was Beyond the Glory that happened back in the day that I voiced, but I didn't really have any input. This one, Rick Tarsitano and myself, my producer, we did this together, man. It's the two of us, and helped from our WGN TV family, from really just being behind us and put together these interviews. And I don't know. I don't think you will see the way that it kind of came together, it made my dad look human, even though he was everybody's superhero. And the reviews from last night, just talking to my boss, she loved it. And just looking at the hashtag Savor and Sweetness on Twitter, it just brought me joy. I basically did not sleep last night. And I was just looking at comments and sending back text messages. But I hope you enjoy it when you watch it.
I can't wait, and I know I will. What about the big game tonight?
This is it. This is what we've all been waiting for. Like, I am so hyped up. If you could, I wish you could have an ISO camera on me in my house, because I've been running around screaming, yelling. There are so many unknowns, and the two unknowns that I'm looking forward to seeing are the Bears' offense and the Packers' offense. I mean, we know with Aaron Rodgers what he brings to the table, but Matt LaFleur, first-year head coach, he's bringing in a new system, first time in a long time for this organization, of how it's going to be run offensively. And the Bears, we haven't seen a lot of them during the preseason, of how the offense is going to look in year two under Matt Nagy. So I'm looking forward to seeing how that plays out. But defensively, this Bears defense is locked and ready to go under Chuck Pagano. A lot of people are worried. Vic Fangio's gone to Denver now, that things are going to change a little bit. I think things could actually be better. I don't know if this defense gets as many turnovers as they did last year. They were a turnover machine, but pressure wise of what Chuck Pagano does with his defenses and the guys that he has, I mean, all you have to say is Khalil Mack. And I think most Packer fans are getting scared, shaking in their boots, and they should be.
Yeah. Jared, I don't remember a time where the Bears are picked, depending on which source you go to, they're picked anywhere from last, that's Sports Illustrated, last in their division, to other people saying first, no doubt about it. It's very polarizing.
It is. You know, people don't want to give us respect. They think last year was a fluke. They don't believe in Mitchell Trubisky. Listen, that's fine. Let people outside of this city not believe in us. I mean, that's what this city is all about. We always find a way to be able to prove people wrong, and that's what we're going to do this year. And we all Bears fans, don't read those papers. Don't look at Sports Illustrated. Sports Illustrated doesn't know what's going on here in Chicago. They're not sending people. I'm at practice every day. I see nobody from Sports Illustrated. So you can say what you want to say. This team, the unity, the character, the culture that's being created. I've been on championship teams. They have that mix of a championship team. And I think the biggest thing is going to be, what kind of jump does Mitchell Trubisky take in year two in Matt Nagy's offense? If he can be more efficient, take care of the football, give it to the guys that are there to make plays, all of his skill guys, it's going to give them an opportunity to bridge the gap, to be a little bit closer to how good this defense was last year, and hopefully that carries over. If that happens, just get to the playoffs, and then anything can happen. All you got to do is get to the dance. Once you get there, you can have yourself a nice little soda or some of that spike punch, and then you figure out how to be able to get yourself a championship. Anything can happen.
I know a quarterback is a very important position. I get that. But it's just, I am so sick of everybody putting all the pressure, Mitch Trubisky this, Mitch Trubisky that. It's a team.
Yeah. It is. No, listen, Wendy, it is a team. But when you're drafted where he was drafted, and this city has always been looking for and starving for a franchise quarterback, everybody, they're nervous, but they want to be hopeful. And Trubisky has all of the tools that you want in a franchise quarterback, and they want to see him take that jump. And that's just the position. The reason why Jared Goff and Carson Wentz, these guys in the NFL, getting this $100 million contracts, it's the most important position of all the sports. So, you know, the pressure comes with the position. You got to be able to know that you're finding the right guy to be able to take advantage, and that is able to deal with that pressure. And this young man, from everything that I've seen, my interactions with him, I've always been a fan, and all I want to see him is take that next step, and I look forward to seeing how Matt Nagy really has kind of not changed him, but molded him into that quarterback that I think we all believe he can be. And if he can just be efficient, take care of the football, cut down on the turnovers, keep those down. I think with the defense, anything's possible when you've got a defense like the Bears has.
Jarrett, the biggest question mark coming out of last season was the kicking game. I don't want to dwell on it too much.
Come
but
on. Are you kidding? Is this where you're going right now?
Yes.
Are you serious
yes.
with me? I'm walking out of Dick's Sporting Goods today,
yes.
and this old man's like, hey, Jared, have we found a kicker yet? I'm like, that's what we're talking to heading into this game?
Well, you have to admit, though, especially after the way things ended last year, it was a huge question mark. So are you satisfied with how they solved it or not?
You know, it was a process for this organization. And for Ryan Pace's, everything he's done for this organization has been phenomenal. The one issue that he's had in his resume has been finding a kicker since Robbie Gould left. So he is... Is this the guy? I don't know. Do you have to kind of go with him? I feel like the Bears had to, by the way, they went through the process of trying to find these kickers. His confidence, I think it's on a high right now, but the hardest part is kicking at Soldier Field. And not even just right now. Once it starts getting cold out and that wind is, you know, drifting down and going, that's going to be, to me, the big true testament. But I have a feeling in my heart, and I don't know where this came from. I think it was sitting up last night just on an all-time high after the special. But I feel like the Bears are going to win by a field goal tonight. It's going to be Eddie Pinheiro kicking a field goal. And hopefully that will calm down Bears fans just a little bit until week two.
I like that ending. Let's hope for that.
I am so psyched. I am psyched. Go Bears, go Bears. Jarrett.
You should. I wish I could give you guys hugs through the phone right now, man.
Text us a hug. Text a hug
will.
To us.
I'll
All
text
right.
you a hug. All you
right.
know?
All right. Thanks, guys. Bring that phone because you got the electronic ticket entry tonight. Don't mess that up.
No, I have never used the ticket to get into Soldier Field, and I never will.
I guess. Look who I'm talking
pass.
To.
Or I use my press pass, or back in the day, I just used my dad to like tell him who I was.
Right.
Yeah. Just
Jarrett, wheel
in,
the
so.
Statue in with you. Just have the statue on wheels.
You know, I'm going to carry a picture with it everywhere I go. Oh, I did this. My dad, can you let me in, please?
Jared Payton, thanks so much. All right, go Bears.